Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
You've probably heard of Sears Department Store. You may even know that Sears pioneered the catalog and mail order business. But did you know that a batch of unwanted watches started it all? In 1866, Stuartville, Minnesota's own Richard Warren Sears revolutionized the buying and selling of things like jewelry, clothing, and at one point in time, even model homes. Sears worked as a railroad agent both in Minneapolis and in North Redwood, Minnesota. Sears' side business really took off when he agreed to sell unwanted gold-filled watches from a local jeweler at a profit. He formed the Sears Watch Company. In 1887, Sears moved his company to Chicago. There he met Alva C. Roebuck and formed a mail-order business. Thanks to volume buying, the railroads and post offices, and later free rural delivery, Sears Roebuck and Company became a welcome alternative to high-priced general stores. By 1895, sales topped $750,000, and at the beginning of the 20th century, brick-and-mortar stores popped up all over the country.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.